Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to another edition of Joy's very own show about pets. My name's Kev, and joining me in the studio today is the lovely Kate Holter. Great to have you back on the program, Kate.
Thanks, Kev. It's good to be back. It's been a few weeks.
It has been a little while since we've been here together, so it's good.
I know, I've missed it. It's
good. Yeah, I mean, we all love coming into Pets Aloud, so.
Yeah, of course. Now, did you have a good Labor Day weekend?
Yeah, it was very good. It was nice and relaxing for me, but it was very busy at the shelter.
I know. It was really, really busy. Because last week we launched our month-long call to action to find homes for the huge number of lovely moggies that we have in our care at the home, kittens and cats, and lots of people answered our call and were in on the weekend adopting. So thank you to everyone who heard, cared and shared. Since making that call to action last week, we have adopted a huge number. So we're so grateful. And speaking to the cat shelter staff, they were, you know, thrilled to see some empty cages.
Yeah, it's really, really awesome. And we'll cover just how many we've adopted so far in our news wrap. But of course, you know, we did set ourselves a target for the month of March. There's still a little bit to go on that. On Pets Aloud today, we're going to be continuing to look at how you can help us make a difference. So, of course, we want to hear from you, though. Did you adopt? Maybe you thought about becoming a foster carer. Also coming up on the program today.
Love to adopt, but it's just not the right time for you. Well, we'll be joined in the studio by one of our foster carers to share what it's like fostering for the Lost Dogs Home.
And Seeing Eye Dogs Australia are going to be holding an open day tomorrow. So we're going to check in with Cedar's early training manager to find out a bit about his work and what's in store for the open day.
Joy Melbourne is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation and the celebration of our culture, achievements and pride.
Hi, this is Nicola Charles from Neighbours and you're listening to Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
The Pets Aloud News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
It is time to have a look at what's been happening with the Lost Dogs Home over the last week. Now, we did talk about just before about our adopt-a-thon that's going on at the moment, Kate.
It is. It's probably the biggest news of the week, I think, Kev. And we're so excited. We have adopted so far since March the 5th when the adopt-a-thon started. Free cats or fee-waived adult cats and half-price kittens. We have adopted 93 cats and kittens, which is an amazing effort. We've set out to adopt by the end of March 222.
Yep.
So we're almost halfway.
That's
there.
93 cats in 1 week.
Yes.
And a lot of those were actually on the long weekend. That's, so yeah. It was 50 something.
50, yeah, 50, 54 56, or 58 or something. Big number.
There was a lot over the long weekend.
Exactly, just a lot.
When we started the promotion on the Thursday to the Monday of the long weekend, there was 76 in that 5-day period. I can't count at the moment. But 93 cats and kittens so far, which is awesome.
And we've adopted 17 since that long weekend, just this week alone.
Yeah, just this week and alone. So we've got so many cats still left, though. Yes. So later on in the program, we are going to be talking about what you can do to help us get these cats adopted.
Exactly.
But yes, 222 is our goal for the end of March, and we're almost halfway there, which is good. If we keep up at this rate, we're going to be doing okay.
So happy. Yeah.
Now, also in the news this week for the Lost Dogs Home, a lovely dog by the name of Sierra was reunited with her worried family. Like many people going on holidays, Alex and his family organized for their pets to be cared for by a trusted neighbor. Sadly, when they returned home, they were devastated to find one of their dogs had gone missing. Unfortunately, 6-year-old Scotch Collie Mix wasn't microchipped, wasn't wearing an identification tag. No. So they had a bit of trouble trying to find her, but they gave us a call at the North Melbourne shelter where we said, hang on a second, we think we might have a Scotch Collie here.
We don't see too many of them coming through, do we?
Yeah, absolutely. So they came on down and, of course, it was the gorgeous Sierra, thankfully. She was beside herself, giving them cuddles. And Kate, you were there.
I was actually there when they were reunited because, they kind of adopted her to take her home. But she was like, you know, nudging them. She could not leave them alone and she's doing that whining thing. You know, dogs get so excited.
Just
so
absolutely.
It was, amazing. Yep. Like, she was so happy.
So, look, thankfully now she is D6. She's microchipped as well, which means she can hopefully get home sooner if she ever does go missing again.
That's
you can see that story and all our other stories on our website, dogshome.com. We've also got a fact sheet online as well about pet safety, so for holidaying with or without your pet. So definitely check that out as well. Now, every week on Pets Allowed, we do like to feature a dog or cat. Now, very special.
This week's Pet of the Week.
And no surprises, it's a cat this week.
No, we are talking all about cats, of course. So we do have a lovely cat named Joy.
A very special name. Yeah, Joy. She actually doesn't look that joyful, though, in her photo. She looks distinctly...
angry.
Yeah, annoyed.
Which looks,
yeah,
some cats do have angry face sometimes. So.
But that is actually no indication of what sort of personality she has. So if you read a bit about her online, and you can find her on our website at dogshome.com, she thrives on human interaction and actually will actively seek out someone to give her a cuddle. And she does all the smooching and chin rubs. She will happily settle in your lap. So if you give her an inch, she'll take a mile and sit, settle down and just... accept every pat and smooch that you give her. She's white and tortoiseshell, so she's got a white, lovely white bib and a tortoiseshell body. She's 4 years old, so she's a more mature lady, and you find her at a North Melbourne shelter at 2 Gracie Street, North Melbourne. Now, if you want to find out more about her, her ID number to quote is 985-122, and you can find out more by ringing on 9329-2755, or as I said, you'll see not the friendliest of photos, but please work past that on our website at dogshome.com.
But always come in and meet them anyway, because usually sometimes they look completely different.
And people... I keep cutting you off today.
It's fine, Kate. It's fine.
But excited to be back.
You are.
And people often come and going, I've seen this animal on the website. I really want to adopt it. And then they get in, they meet another one. I go, oh, no.
Actually, maybe that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, as we said, we have so many cats at the moment. So you're definitely going to find someone who meets your match. Absolutely. As Kate mentioned, we do have our adopt-a-thon going on at the moment. So Joy, being 4 years old, is going to have her fees waived for adoption.
Right. I forgot to mention that.
That's all right. That's what I'm here for. And all kittens are currently half the usual adoption fee as well. So you can always start an instant family by adopting a couple of kittens.
Exactly. It's a good time to adopt.
It is a good time.
Because they get on. Because quite often two adult cats together, you're never quite sure. But we can help you with that if that's what you want to do.
That's right. Now, coming up after the break, we are going to be talking about what is going on with our adopt-a-thon and what you can do to help. Throughout the program today, we did put an urgent plea out to help our cats. You heard, you cared, and you shared.
Yes, and thanks to you, since making the call to action late last week, a terrific total of 93 shelter cats and kittens have found new homes just in 1 week from North Melbourne and Echuca. The Labor Day long weekend proved to be the busiest one for adoptions, with our shelter staff being run off their feet, matching our lovely moggies with interested owners and people, and I think people quite overwhelmed how many fantastic cats that we have. A terrific total of 65 cats and kittens were adopted across both shelters during the long weekend.
Now, this is like an unprecedented number of cats. Mm. I mean, you go across to the shelter and you go into the cat adoptions and there's just cats everywhere.
It's wall-to-wall cats, really.
It is, yeah. And in kittens, so many kittens, especially at our Echuca shelter as well. There's so many kittens up there. And it's just, it's intense when you go there and you just see all these faces meowing at you.
Looking at you expectantly.
pick me.
I know, and you can get them out and you can handle them, get to meet them and get to know them. So they really are special. And it's been fantastic to see people coming in and wanting to get behind the adopt-a-thon and do something and sharing it. You know, Kev, on social media, like the amount of people sharing and promoting it amongst their friends and family.
Absolutely. I mean, we posted it last Thursday was when we announced our urgent plea to help our cats, and I think it was well over 1,000 shares. It'd been seen by sort of 150,000 people. You know, it was absolutely massive. And so I think it's been great to see the response to this as well. So people sort of going, oh my God, this is great. How can we help?
They really want to help. And I think what we're doing, it's promoting adoption, but it's also promoting cats. I think cats are kind of quite overlooked as the poor cousin of a dog sometimes. And, you know, cats really make great pets, and they've really got different, distinct personalities and characters. And we get a lot of people who come back to us after having adopted and just rave about how fantastic these cats are and how well they've settled into their home. So getting an adult cat is no problem either. And you know, you don't have to get a kitten.
That's right. I mean, absolutely. You know, we have sort of people that come in, they're looking for a kitten, but then they go, oh, but that adult cat.
Yeah.
I mean, generally adult cats are a lot more settled into their lifestyle. You know, you generally know what you're going to get when you adopt them and take them home, when you meet them in the shelter. Kittens can be a little bit more unpredictable and maybe destroy your curtains.
That's right. That kind you have of to stuff. Go through that sort of, you know, settling in period, whereas, you know, adult cats seem just to know what to do and they know the drill. And, you know, we've had people say, oh, I love the fact that they have a history, that a life history before they actually got into the shelter, and you kind of wonder about that, and they bring that with them as well. So
they often have little quirks as well that you sort of wonder, where did that even come from?
Yeah, like, exactly.
Why do you do that? Absolutely. So look, our call to action is continuing, of course. We want to try and adopt out 222 cats by the end of March. Yeah. So that is from both our North Melbourne shelter and our Campasby shelter in Echuca.
That's right. And, but, you know, make the trip to Echuca. I've talked to lots of people who've made the trip up there to adopt, and, you know, it's a really good thing to do. It's not too far, only 3 hours.
That's right. I mean, well, look, we had someone come down from Ballarat the other day to adopt from our North Melbourne shelter. So, you know, you just need to look on our website. You'll fall in love. There will be one cat that makes you go, oh, maybe I should drive for like an hour and a half to 3 hours.
Make the weekend of it. With over, well, if you can get some boarding and you can, whatever. With over almost 3 weeks to go, 129. With almost 3 weeks to go of March and 129 felines to adopt.
To meet our 222 targets.
Right. We really urge people to come in, adopt Campaspe, Echuca or North Melbourne. But if you can't do that and you want to maybe trial a cat or help out, you know, foster, you know, get in contact with us to become a foster carer and or advocate through your network of friends and family and help us reach that target to adopt out 222 cats.
So we'll be going over those three things a little bit later, but that is 129 cats, 19 days. So it's around 6 cats and kittens a day we need adopted. So come on, guys, we can do this and you can help us do this as well. So Kate, what are our Adopt-a-thon specials at the moment?
So until the end of March, we are waiving the fee, the adoption fee completely for all our adult cats, so they will cost you nothing, just your love and your time. If they're under 6 months, then that we classify that as a kitten, and we are halving the adoption price of our kittens, which is $47.50, I believe.
$85 for a kitten.
Oh, is it?
$47.50 is for an adult cat.
Sorry. Don't mind me. So $85 for a kitten, or you could get 2 for the price of 1.
That's right. You know, you can come on down. Look, it is a really good adoption promotion as well because we've done all the work for you.
Yep.
They're all de-sexed. They're vaccinated, microchipped, health checked by our vets. All of this is quite expensive. You're going to be doing it by yourself. So make sure you check that out. We also do any extra veterinary care as well if That's required.
They've been thoroughly vet checked by the time they go up for adoption. So it's a really great time to adopt. And doing a really good thing, like you are making a difference.
So check out our website, dogshome.com. Make sure you complete your pet license test as well before coming down to get advantage of the offers that we have.
That's right. And if you're renting, please remember to bring evidence of landlord permission too to have a cat.
This is Pets Allowed with Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
The Joy Breakfast Buffet. 5 unique brekkie shows weekdays when you wake up.
I love a good buffet.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. The warm and fuzzy bear hug that gets your week started.
Very good company, if I can say that.
Face of midsummer. Midsummer.
Who are you?
Yes.
What?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Wow, I think I just saw something rise up the table then.
What are you talking about?
I'm Wingardium Leviosa.
Oh, God. I thought you meant something completely different.
The Joy Breakfast Buffet. 5 unique brekkie shows weekdays when you wake up.
Sponsored by the Pancake Parlour. Open all Easter holidays, including Good Friday.
PancakeParlour.com.
Lovely.
Rev up your engines and get ready for Joy Drive. All the best in entertainment, celebrities and the Request Fest Drive. Sponsored by Werribee Volkswagen, who won't be beaten on service, and Western Highway Honda Melbourne's newest and largest Honda dealer in the West.
Werribee Automotive Group is driving you home on Joy 94.9.
Keeping me company throughout the program today is Kate Holter, General Manager of Communications and Fundraising, and a tiny little kitten.
I know, so excited.
He's just joined us in studio. We are going to be talking to his foster carer a little bit later. Helena, what's his name?
This one Lannister.
This is Lannister. He is absolutely gorgeous.
Game of Thrones?
Like a little lion.
He's so curious. He's wanting to run around and look at everything and play with the panel, but you can't do that. I need to press the buttons, buddy. All righty. So, look, throughout the program, we are talking about the fact that we have so many kittens at the moment. We've got plenty of different ages, colors, genders, and sizes. So you're bound to find your perfect match. So we are putting out an urgent call to action. We have three things we want you to help us to do. The first one is adopt.
Of course, to adopt. So to do that, you can go online at dogshome.com and you can view our range of kittens. There's pages and pages of kittens and cats available for adoption at dogshome.com. You can visit your nearest Lost Dogs Home shelter at in North Melbourne or in Echuca and have a chat to our staff there. Most of them have been caring for these cats and kittens for quite some time and more than happy to have a chat to you.
Absolutely.
And
they know all their personalities. They know what they're like. They
want to match the perfect one to you. They'll take the time for you to do that. And remember to complete your pet license as well. You can do that online and find the link to that at dogshome.com. It's important to do that to qualify for a free cat or a half-price kitten. Our North Melbourne shelter is at 2 Gracie Street in North Melbourne. Pretty central, so easy to get to. If you feel like a weekend away or a day trip, drive up to Echuca and visit our shelter up there. It's a lovely part of Victoria. They're at 520 Mackenzie Road in Echuca. But you can also foster, Kev.
You can also foster. And we will be talking to Helena, who's one of our foster carers, a little bit later in the program with little Lannister here as well. Yeah. Look, we do need foster carers for cats and kittens. It's generally between sort of 2 and 4 weeks. Mm. There's a whole bunch of different reasons why these animals are going to go into foster. Sometimes they might have had cat flu and they need to recover from that, like Lannister. They might be underweight. They might have had surgery.
Yep.
There's a whole bunch of different reasons. Look, it's a great way for us to give that cat some time out away from the shelter.
Yeah, it's really amazing to see how they can thrive in a home environment. They come along so well. And, you know, Kev and I are both foster carers, aren't we?
We are, both for dogs. And you've done a couple of cats before.
I've done cats in the past, but I've got dogs at the moment. But, they just, just having the quiet home and that one-to-one attention from someone who's got time to spend with them, it makes a difference. And,
And we do cover all expenses as well. So exactly. We'll give you litter. We'll give you food, any veterinary care they need as well. So, definitely check it out on our website, dogshome.com. And once you apply, we'll get back to you within a couple of weeks. You can also email our foster care coordinator at foster@dogshome.com or call our North Melbourne shelter.
I highly recommend it. And the next thing that you can do is to advocate to adopt or advocate for one of the cats that we've got available or kittens available for adoption. Go online again at dogshome.com, have a look, share that cat or kitten that appeals to you with all your family and friends. Share it online. Get behind that cat or kitten and see them through to a new home. Hopefully lots of people will follow your lead.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to make sure that everyone out there knows, because, often people think Lost Dogs Home, you don't have cats. Why are you called the Lost Dogs Home?
Yeah.
So make sure everyone of your friends knows Lost Dogs Home do have cats. In fact, we have so many of them. So one thing you can do, jump on our Facebook page and share that for us as well. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking to Lannister's foster carer, Helena. Foster carers open their hearts and homes to our kittens.
They certainly do. And one such person who has been fostering kittens for the home for quite the last 3 years is Helena, who joins us in the Joy Studio today.
Hello.
With Lannister.
Welcome to Pets Allowed. Now, take us back to when you first started fostering for the Lost Dogs Home. It's been 3 years now. What motivated you to get in there and start fostering for cats?
I've always been a cat lover, but just given my travels, I'm unable to have one permanently. And I actually wasn't aware that the Lost Dogs Home had this foster program until my sister started working at the shelter, and she made me aware of the program. And ever since then, I've always fostered kittens and cats.
Just kind of fell into it.
I was quite glad to hear that was out there. And I also stopped by to do dog walking as well. I don't really have the right home for a dog. It's a very small courtyard. But, I know that they appreciate people just popping in and playing with their dogs as well.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. That enrichment is really good for them too.
That's great. So you've mainly fostered kittens over this time, and you have, I think, 4 at the moment home with you. One, which is Lannister, who's joining us. Yeah.
Regularly.
Can you tell us a bit about him and the other kittens that you've got at home as well?
Well, Lannister, I brought him in because he's probably the most social and up for an adventure. Here, I'll just let him crawl across the desk.
He's dying to get going.
he's probably I would actually think he'd be suitable for a home with kids just because he can kind of handle being held awkwardly and isn't shy of kids, which isn't the case all the time with cats. Sometimes yep. they're a little, they sense yeah. sense the
nervousness
the, yeah,
yeah. From, yep. and the energy.
But the other kittens I've got are quite social as well, which is not too, you know, it's they're individual characters really. Every cat has its own personality and, you know.
So true. Mm. Yeah.
Now, you fostered a number of cats and kittens over the last 3 years. Can you tell us, what does that actually involve? Because I guess a lot of people won't really know what fostering actually involves for cats.
Mm. Well, with kittens, there's a lot of cleaning. Yeah. yeah. There's a lot of litter tray changing, which is, you know, just the reality of it. But with that comes a lot of joy. So it's definitely a great payoff. And they love to play and they always have time for you.
Yeah.
With obviously more mature cats, sometimes they just like to hang out by themselves and that's fine. It can be a little easier in terms of the cleaning to look after cats. But apart from that, it's really just playing with them.
Yep.
They pick up things pretty quickly, like how to use the litter tray and how to clean themselves. Sometimes they've come to me really young and they haven't mm-hmm. had a mother to show them what's what, and but you instinctively they pick it up pretty quickly.
Yeah. Must be a lot of joy watching them play and come along.
Yeah.
Has there been one in particular that you fostered that, you know, stays in your heart or captured your heart?
Oh,
or they're all pretty special.
Yes, actually, there's a couple that I kind of regret not adopting full time.
Yeah,
they were particularly very special, just loved to be held and felt quite loyal.
Yeah.
So, but oh well.
I guess it
wasn't appropriate at the time.
Yeah. We've all had that with, yep. you know, both Kate and I foster, and it's kind of the same. You know, there's always one that you go, oh, maybe I should. But then yeah. that joy of them going back to the shelter and finding a new home and
yeah.
is always really worth it as
yeah,
well.
Exactly.
That's what a lot of people say, like, oh, how hard is it to give them up? And it's like, yeah, but you're doing it such a good thing, and then you've got the space to then do it again for another one.
And that's right. the big picture of it all, isn't it, that you continue to help. And I've been fortunate. I've had a few people who've adopted the dogs that I've fostered out, and they've stayed in contact, so I get yeah. to sort of follow them in their
great.
New homes. And yeah,
well,
been great.
I think if you can ease the transition to sometimes, like, a kitten mightn't quite be ready for adoption as well. It just needs to be socialised a little bit.
That's right.
Yeah. And then, or trained a little bit. Sometimes when people adopt, they don't understand the realities that they might not quite be trained. But
yeah.
that's a good thing about the fostering program as well. It can kind yeah. of prep them a little bit.
That's right. Yeah. They get used to living in a home environment
yeah,
and
exactly.
you can do a bit of behaviour shaping. And he's chewing on Kev's.
He's got the cord
playing
on
with
my
your
jumper.
Hoodie cord.
he was licking my hands before too. He's absolutely adorable, this little Lannister. Now, obviously, you're a foster carer. Would you encourage other people to get, you know, on board into foster care as
yeah,
well?
Definitely. If there's a lot of pet lovers out there who don't adopt because it's probably not the best circumstance for them, whether they travel or, which was my case. But yeah, it's a great way to have a pet, not full time, but also volunteer in a. For an organisation that really needs help, especially
yeah,
with cats as well, because as we were saying before, the Lost Dogs Home is more associated with
dogs,
people think
yeah.
dogs.
yeah.
Whereas, yeah, there's a lot of cats that need help, especially over the spring and summer. So,
well, we really yeah. appreciate your help and your support. It's yeah. it's fantastic.
And also, thank you so much for coming in today to Vets Aloud and bringing in Lannister as well.
You made our day.
He's appreciated the adventure.
Yeah, he's had a lot of fun. All right, we're going to divulge a little bit. We're going to be talking to Stuart from the Seeing Eye Dogs Australia. This is Pets Aloud with Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Do you know that there are many different ways you could have your own business heard on Joy 94.9? And did you know that you have the potential to be heard by our growing GLBTI audience, our friends, family and supporters? 329,000 average monthly listeners, in fact. You could become a Joy sponsor and your message could be heard on air or seen online at joy.org.au. You could even choose to support a particular program on Joy, just like this one. Want to learn more? Call 1300-JOY-949. That's 1300-569-949 or email sales@joy.org.au. Joy 94.9 is a diverse sound for a diverse crowd.
Are you a writer? Want to win $500? Centre Stage is a nationwide short play competition focusing on GLBTIQ issues. That's gay, lesbian, bi, trans, intersex and queer. Voted online by listeners of Australia's GLBTI community radio station, Joy 94.9. Four winning radio scripts, $500 per winner. Proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. For more information, check out joy.org.au/centrestage. Submissions close May 1st.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Julia Zemiro.
Hi, this is James Rain.
Hi, this is Cameron Daddo.
Hi, this is Vic Cronin.
Hey, this is the Potbellies.
Hi, this is Roger Sanchez.
Hi, this is Tina Cousins.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack from Fun.
Hi, this is Casey Donovan.
Hi, hello there.
Hi, this is Frank Woodley.
This is Pete Evans from My Kitchen Rules.
Hi, my name is Stephen K. Amos.
Hey there, I'm Adam Lambert.
Hi, this is Monica Martina.
Hello, this is Zoe Badley.
Hi, I'm Cindy Lauper, and if you just want to have fun, do you? Keep listening to Joy 94.9.
Hello, I'm Peter Hitchener from Nine News.
Joy.
G'day, I'm Barry Bissell, and you're listening to Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, the mighty Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
So we just said goodbye to Lannister, the gorgeous little kitten.
I didn't want to see him go.
He's absolutely adorable. Seeing Eye Dogs Australia, though, we're going to be talking about them for a little bit. It's a division of Vision Australia, and it's the only national breeder, trainer, and supplier of Seeing Eye Dogs. Now, Kate, did you know that it costs over $35,000 to raise and train a seeing eye dog?
It's a lot of money. They do incredible work helping people with vision impairment, and tomorrow CEDA will be opening their doors to the public, as they do quite often. To tell us about the event and a little about his work as a national manager of early training is Stuart Blair. Welcome to Pets Aloud, Stuart.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us on the program today. Now, Stuart, first question is, how long have you been with Seeing Eye Dogs and what brought you to the organisation?
Yes, I've worked with Labradors and dogs my whole life. My grandfather in Scotland was a gamekeeper, and I've worked in this industry for about 25 years.
Wow, so quite a while.
It is.
So apart from your, you said your father or your grandfather?
My grandfather, yeah.
Your grandfather. So why did you become an early trainer?
Yeah, I suppose it's you know, some people just have this love for dogs, and in addition to that, it's just been part of my own makeup and wanting to help people. And so I've basically spent most of my adult life either working in sort of rehabilitation or in this industry, the seeing eye dogs.
Now, most people say when you say early trainer, they won't exactly know what that involves. So what does it involve, and what do the trainers do to actually prepare the puppies for becoming seeing eye dogs?
Sure. An early trainer is the people that, the other name that we call them are puppy carers. So it's the people who look after our puppies from the age of, say, 7.5 weeks to roughly 12, 14 months.
Yep.
And the puppies stay with our carers in their own home, and our professionally trained staff come out and assist them. And it's like teaching them nice manners and just what to expect when they become a seeing eye dog.
And what do you find, I guess, most rewarding or interesting about early training with these young dogs?
Yeah, every puppy is different.
Yeah.
And even at that very, very young age, they're very, very different, even from their siblings. They all have their own little personality. Yeah. So it's interesting learning about each little puppy and what areas it's confident in, and then teaching them the other areas, and so it feels confident about everything. And it's so much fun watching a puppy with no experience, you know, evolve into an adult dog.
Yeah.
Now, we have you have an open day tomorrow.
We do.
And tell us, what is going on there? What's happening?
It's busy, very busy. Today we're preparing everything. But basically we open up our gates, and we have areas where people can come in and see some of our puppies, see our swimming pool for our dogs, and everything to do with the dogs' training. And there'll be hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of people here. And you get to meet our trainers, our carers, our puppy people. It's lots of fun. The kids love it because they get to see all the dogs.
Yeah.
The weather's going to be nice.
Yeah, that's always a bonus.
Yeah.
It must be fascinating to see the behind the scenes. I think a lot of people just aren't really interested but don't quite understand the big job and the great work that you do.
It's very, it's a unique type of work.
Yeah.
And people are just amazed at how much goes into producing these dogs. And you know, some of our clients will be here, and when you speak to them and hear what it means to them,
yeah,
it's it really gives you goosebumps. It's
amazing. Very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stuart, we actually got a message in from Ken and Dan, who are actually carers for Seeing Eye Dogs, and they've got Newman at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
They're listening to Joy, and they said that Newman wants to say hi.
Well, hello, Newman. Yes, it's really hard
That's great.
Me trying to keep up with them, but Newman is known to me. I'm just trying to rack my memory how I know his name. He must have been with one of the girls in the office for a little while or something.
Yeah.
A bit of a character, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, look, they are all characters. And as I say, at that age, if we all look back at when we were teenagers, and, you know, I would cringe if I looked back. And, you know, and the pups are no different. They're just gorgeous little creatures. They really are.
Now, this is at, it's in Kensington tomorrow, isn't it?
It is in Barrett Street. And we actually take over the whole street.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So, yes, we spill everything out. And, as I say, there's lots of activities for children. We've got the coffee and food and drinks. So there's lots to do, and it's a fun day out for everyone.
What time does everything start tomorrow, Stuart?
Yeah, so we are open from 11 a.m. right through until 3 p.m.
Excellent.
And, I think everyone will enjoy.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on Pets Land today. We're encouraging everyone out there to get on down to Seeing Eye Dogs Australia tomorrow in Kensington and check it out.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Community radio is all about breaking down stereotypes. Joy 94.9 would love to hear from women who can confidently work with all things engineering and IT. For more info, visit joy.org.au.
This is Dog Dates, your pet's community calendar.
All right, we're going to quickly go through some dog dates for this weekend. First up is Casey City Council Microchipping Day.
Yep, that's at the Lost Dogs Home in Cranbourne West on 920 Thompson's Road. So that's tomorrow, Saturday the 14th. You can go down between 9 and 1 o'clock. To book, go to petregister.com.au, and it's $25 per microchip.
Also, Maribyrnong Pet Expo on tomorrow will be with the National Pet Register and the Lost Dogs Home it's on Sunday the 15th of March. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Coulson Gardens, Chifley Drive in Maribyrnong.
And also on Sunday, March 15th, is the Darabin Kite Festival and Pet Expo, and the Lost Dogs Home will be down there as well. We'll be offering free microchipping for the first 25 pets. After that, a flat rate of $30. We'll also be doing chip checkers, so if you've got your dog and you want your microchip checked, bring them along. Engraved tags and some adopted and adored ambassadors will be there too. It is at Edwards Lake Park in Reservoir, Sunday, March 15th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Don't forget about Seeing Eye Dogs open day tomorrow as well, Barrett Street in Kensington. We're also still got our adopt-a-thon going on, so help us rehome 222 of our cats and kittens by the end of March. Half price for kittens and fee waived for over 6 months. More information, head to dogshome.com. Our pet of the week was a lovely Joy, whose ID is 985122. Thanks to Kate for joining me in the studio today.
Thanks to Kevin.
And don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pat your cats.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.